Entertaining talk and news when it happens. Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
It's New Year's Eve Day, and as we do every other Tuesday, we share our concerns and conversations about addiction, and I'm reminded to use the word recovery anytime I use the word addiction. This hour and next, we'll be providing information to help you help yourself or those that you know need to face the fact that they do have a form of addiction, and maybe a little recovery would not hurt them at all. New Year's Eve is a fun night, but one constant between our guests today and those that have entertained on New Year's Eve, it's often referred to as an amateur night. Mark is a Cartwright brother, and he said 30-some years?
Sure. I've really done the math.
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
And the Rev, I was asking him all the bands. We don't have a show long enough to mention all your bands. Jukebox Zero.
We don't need to get into that, I guess. Rock and Roll Damnation.
Rock and Roll
Sioux City Orchestra.
Yeah, is that enough?
And an occasional Wakefield reunion.
It was funny because I was planning the show and Mark and I walked into the building together and I asked him, I guess you're going to have a busy New Year's Eve night. And you told me you don't do that anymore. Why?
Not very often. Not very rarely. Of course, money always talks. But but some years ago, yeah, we just we tired of what we called amateur nights. And that being Halloween night and New Year's Eve. And we just decided we wouldn't play those anymore. Just because we kind of tired of the drunken crowds.
Well, that's kind of what we're talking about in this hour. We're talking about addiction. We're talking about recovery. Both of you, and Rev, you are playing tonight.
Yes, we are.
At the Legion, correct?
Yeah, Jukebox Zero's at the Legion tonight. Yeah.
Now,
big party, Bill.
Big party.
9 p.m. start time?
Yep.
What is too much? 9 o'clock. What is too much partying for those people on the other side of the mic? What makes it, for you, a Halloween or a New Year's Eve that is something that you don't want to face again?
Well, I wouldn't say that I don't want to face it again. If the circumstances are right. Not facing it this year, no. But generally, you know, you've got the people that don't go out and have a few drinks, that go out and have more than a few drinks, and therefore, that's why we call it amateur night. These are people who aren't at the bar frequently and know how to handle a few beers. And generally, you have more fights in the club than you normally would. You have a lot more arguments after that. All sorts of things go on. We've seen some doozies over the years.
Oh, yeah. I think the deal is, Bill, is that people kind of think like on St. Paddy's and Halloween and New Year's Eve, they can go out and raise all kinds of hell and get away with whatever they want. That's kind of what Mark and I see, you know, because we're like working. We're up there. You know, to me, New Year's Eve is a big, big money night. And I'll always be playing on New Year's Eve. But, you know, that's kind of what we see from up there is these people that you wouldn't see all year long that don't really come out to see bands or support the music scene. They just show up that one night and get totally stupid and make a jerk out of themselves and think it's okay, you know, when it's not. It's just kind of dumb, actually. And that's why we've always called it amateur night, because the rookies come out and make idiots of themselves, and then they go home and you don't see them for another year, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Did I do that right?
You're absolutely correct. Okay.
Our experts are going to give us a list here in a little bit of things that people can do from the professional side that they can party and still not be over the top. But as you're looking at all the years, and you said 67 years that you've been doing New Year's Eve?
Well, and yeah, that would, you know, that would make me about 98. But I mean, I've been playing for a long time.
Is there advice you can give for people to have fun and not go too far?
Boy, you know, it's really hard. Other than telling people, get a designated driver if you're going to do it. That's the big thing. Because, I mean, Rev and I have both had friends that have been picked up. We've had people who have been in accidents on nights like this. And I mean, that's the big thing is if you're going to go out, we know you're going to probably go a little too far on nights like this. But don't drive.
Rev, from your side.
That's just stupid, drinking and driving. I mean, and obviously you can't really get away with it like you used to be able to. Right, Mark?
Right, right, exactly.
You know. Back when we were kids, we thought we could get away with it, you know. But nowadays, it's totally different situation. And that's and there's so many ways that you can get out of driving. You know, AAA cabs, there's tons of cab companies. Have, you know, some people have a friend come pick them up at 1 a.m. at the club. You know, they'll, you know, however you can get around it, get around it. That's the main thing. Plus, it's supposed to snow today, which is going to make it even worse tonight. You know, it's a little bit of slickness on the roads and a little bit of slickness in the brain doesn't mix too well. So,
well, I think the advice you've given is pretty good, but we're going to ask our two ladies maybe to jump in here and share with us some of the professional tips that have been put together. Again, we're talking about not only those that come out occasionally, but some of those that maybe have an addiction that is more than just two nights a year. Certainly is something that this can set them back if they don't kind of follow your advice. So if you will, ladies, kind of share with us some of the tips that you would give so people can enjoy the night but not take it too far.
Sure. Well, first we would say ask a friend to be on call just for you to check in with if you need any additional support. If you decide to go out, just have that friend text you or call you at a certain time just so you know that someone's looking out for you.
Yeah, and if you're trying to, you don't try to explain why you're not drinking to people. If you go to the bar and you're there to see these guys or one of you at least playing in the band tonight, the other one will be home. But if you are going to the bar and you don't drink, have something in your hand. That was a big deal to me, is to make sure I had like a cup or something in my hand so I didn't feel like I was out of place.
If you have some sort of mandatory event that you have to go, like a work or a family event, show up early and then make the rounds. And once the room fills up, you can kind of just duck out and leave whenever you like. You don't have to stay till midnight. Don't feel obligated. You stay in your comfort zone.
And I think it's also important to know, drive separately from other people. If you're going with people that to a work event or another thing, just drive separately so you can leave when you're getting uncomfortable.
And take care of yourself prior to gatherings. That means getting enough sleep, eating regularly, exercising, meditation, relaxing, just things like that, making sure that you take care of yourself, and then you're going to be more comfortable in your situations you find yourself in.
Find some new holiday activities. There's all kinds of things you can do tonight without going to the bar. Things that would have a party at your own house that doesn't require drinking. Ice skating was one, although it is supposed to snow tonight. Hosting a sober get-together, cookie exchange, see a movie, you know, those kind of things that you can do with your friends where you're still celebrating, but it doesn't involve alcohol.
And if you're someone who does do like a 12-step or any type of smart group meeting, go to an extra meeting. You know, go online, check out the schedule, and just fit in an extra meeting before you have an event, just to kind of get your mind frame right.
Be honest with the people that love you, your boss, your recovery coach, whoever. If you're having a hard time, let them know. Let them know before you pick up that first drink that you're, you know, thinking about it. So.
And, you know, just keep things in perspective. Remember that this is just one day. It's going to pass. You have to get through the one day and that there's life after the holidays.
There's a saying in all treatment facilities and in recovery, halt. Avoid being too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired before attending any social event.
You know, and then just kind of finally to wrap it up, just be active, you know, dance, exercise, do things that have fun and get your mind off the notion of not drinking. There's lots to do in life that doesn't require drinking. Just remember that.
Contact information if people are going to need some help.
They can reach Tallgrass at 605-368-5559 or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
You can reach Face It Together Sioux Falls at 605-274-2262 or our website is faceitsiouxfalls.org.
Let's bring Rev and Mark back in to talk just a couple of seconds in this segment. The tips make some sense to you, Mark?
Absolutely. I knew a fellow who had quit drinking, and in social situations, especially on a night like tonight where there was champagne served, he would actually walk around and serve all the champagne. He would pour and keep everybody's glasses filled, and therefore he always had the bottle of champagne in his hand. He didn't look like he was left out. He wasn't drinking, but he was serving.
Rev?
Yes? What can I do for you, Bill? It's just, this is how it is, Mark. I'm always picking on Bill one way or another.
I get used to it, Mark.
I said, well, the thing is, you know, you need to go out tonight and have some fun. It's not like you have to consider, because you can't get hammered, you can't go out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, go out and have a good time, but respect, you know, yourself and other people, and don't be an idiot, and obviously don't overdrink and don't drive, you know? I mean, go out and have a little fun, but respect it.
Yeah.
And don't overdo it. And if you think you are, then it's time for you to go.
And usually there's somebody that's there with you that'll probably give you the warning that'll go,
right,
you know, dude, settle down, or honey, you might want to slow down, something like that. When somebody says that, heed that warning.
Don't be afraid to say it, too, to somebody that they need a little help, because the last thing you want to see is somebody's obituary the next day or the day after that basically said they didn't get home.
Well, you know, the cops are out thick tonight. They always are. And there will be people that will get busted for DWI or DUI or whatever you call it tonight. And it will happen, you know. I mean, to me, it's a working night. I have to play, and then I have to tear down, and then I have to drive home with all my gear in my car. So, you know, I'm not going to... I mean, to me, it's just another working night.
Your inheritance is in those drums, right?
My 401k is sitting on that stage, yeah. You find that funny?
Mark Cartwright and the Rev, we appreciate you being a part of our discussion this morning. Again, we're taking this very seriously, that this is a night that the weather is going to add to it. Put yourself in a position that you follow some of the advice that was given. Have fun, but be careful. And if you find somebody that is stepping over the line a little bit, they're reaching that amateur status, tell them to be a professional, if nothing else. Mark? Rev, we appreciate it when we come back.